Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the most amazing woman, Miss Alicia White. Alicia, won't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. What an incredible introduction. I need to have that when I wake up the first thing in the morning. I hope everybody is having a fabulous day because it is a great day here at Back of the Room Productions. Hi, I'm Alicia White, CEO and founder of Back of the Room Productions and Speakersheets.com. I want to share some tips with you today on the three C's of branding, the building blocks that get you noticed. And one of the things that I love doing is working with people who have a business that they're excited about, that they're passionate about, because that means they're ready to tell everyone that they're doing something special in the world. And so that can involve people who speak to develop their business, so business owners, coaches, trainers, and authors, and of course, professional speakers. Those are people that I love helping because they are passionate about their work and who they serve. And a lot of times what I find out is that the people are struggling with their message or their branding. And so I come in and try to give some help, try to steer them in a direction that will help people, their customers, their prospects, see their message clearly, hear their message clearly and concisely, and see their brand consistently and with and ensure that they're incredible and incredible. So I kind of went over the three C's kind of sneaky-like, so let me tell you what the three C's are. And that of branding, and that is being consistent with your brand, being concise and clear. I actually put those two together. So clarity, consistency, clarity, and credibility. Being credible. Oh my goodness. We'll touch a little bit on that. One of the things that I notice some speakers do, and they do it very well, is they consistently talk about their message. And I don't want to take this conversation to be just about speakers. This could be about anybody, business owners, coaches, you name it. If you have a business, it's important to be consistent in your branding. And I want to ask you, are you representing your brand the same way on each platform? When a prospect looks at your business card, and then they go to your website, are they seeing the same image, the same visual, the same style? Are they reading the same message? What about your social media accounts? When you look at your Facebook banner, is it completely different from your Twitter banner or your social media accounts elsewhere? So the reason why it's so important to be consistent in your branding is because people notice when things are not aligned, and it sends a message that your business may not be disciplined. So by creating a consistency in your look and feel and in your messaging, those people, your prospects, take comfort in knowing that they are working with a professional. Also, being consistent doesn't necessarily apply to how things look and how they feel, but it also applies to how often, the frequency of promoting your brand and your services. Are you promoting your services on a regular basis? Are you doing it every once in a while? That's why so many people will say, send out an email. Determine when you're going to send out your email, your marketing campaign. Are you going to do it once a week, twice a month, once every 3 months, whatever it is, be consistent when you send it out. People look for that. People expect that. So make sure the frequency of promoting your business is consistent, as well as the way it looks and the messaging. And the reason why is because consistent branding, it is key to brand recognition. If you think about it, these days it takes 7 to 10 impressions for people to even think about contacting you to do business. Before social media, before our attention span decreased, it used to be 5 to 7 touches or impressions, and people would consider doing business with you. Now it's 7 to 10, and it's just, you're just having to reach out and touch and make impressions on people more and more these days before they'll even want to get to know you. So it's like a song on the radio. One of the things how branding is like a song on the radio is, let's say you're driving in the car and you hear a song for the first time and you say, oh, that's a neat song. I really like how that sounds. And so you're kind of humming to it, you know, trying to listen for the words. You hear it the next day on the radio and you picked up some of the words and you're trying to sing it. Well, the third and fourth day time that you hear it, you know the words. You're singing along, and then finally you know all the words. So one day you're sitting in the car, you have the radio blaring, and you're singing at the top of your lungs, and you're singing every word, and you're hitting every note, and the people are looking at you at the car next over thinking you're crazy. That's right, because you're singing by yourself in the car at the top of your lungs. But that's okay. And the reason why you know every word and the reason why you try to hit every note in that song is because that song has been played the same way each and every time. It's the same words, the same tune each and every time. And that's why it's important to have consistency in your branding, so that each and every time you make an impression on someone in your email marketing, in direct mail, on a Facebook ad, or posting on Twitter, the reason why it's important is because that's how people recognize you, and that's how they get to know you, the first part of know, like, and trust. The like portion of that know, like, and trust factor comes when you're consistently engaging these people, so it's frequency also, as I mentioned earlier. So I've got a little bit of homework for you, and you may think this is kind of a doozy, but it's worth it. I want you to take a close look at all of your marketing platforms. Look at your business card, any brochures that you've printed, any advertisement that you've put out there. Maybe order forms or signs that you put on your trade show table, your trade show booth, or retractable banners. I want you to look at your website, your social media accounts. If you have a billboard, I want you to look at a billboard. But I want you to look at each one of these marketing platforms and your email also, and identify which platform needs to be adjusted so that these things are on there consistently displayed. And that's your name, so your business name or your speaker name, your phone number, website address, your logo, and the message. What do you do? Some people have a tagline. Some people use a few words. Some people put a paragraph or a sentence. And I want you to make sure that these are consistently displayed on each of those pieces. Make the changes on those that don't have those items. And if you have a whole bunch of platforms that are mismatched, choose your favorite one. Maybe your business card is the marketing platform that you love. You designed it, or you had a professional design it, and you thought, man, this just really rocks. Take that business card and replicate the look and feel on every other platform, okay? That's very important. I want you to do that. I want you to think about that and actually do it. It will make a difference. People will know that you're serious about business and wanting to serve others. And I've touched on your message a little bit there. Speaking about, when we talk about your message, this is who do you serve? What products or services do you provide? It is so critical that your customers know exactly what you do, and how often are we greeted with a blank stare when we tell someone what we do? Sometimes it takes a long time to get to that point as to what we do. For even in my example, I tell people that I'm a branding strategist. I also say I'm a product strategist, but I'm also a back-of-the-room marketing specialist and a graphic design expert and a speaker and an author and la la la. I have so many different titles. What I do now is I choose my wording carefully as to whom I'm talking to, what audience am I talking to. If I'm talking to a group of solopreneurs and small business owners, I let them know that I am a branding strategist and a graphic design expert. If I'm speaking with speakers, and those who sell from the back of the room whenever they get on stage, I share that I'm a speaker branding strategist and a back of the room marketing expert. So I do tailor my message depending on the audience, but for the most part, I am known as a branding strategist and graphic design expert. And this helps people understand exactly what I do. Oh, she knows how to brand. She offers strategies on branding. She helps us get consistent with our branding, get clear with our branding, and be concise. She also knows how to design these pieces, website headers and speaker sheets and brochures. Okay, so I want you to pinpoint what it is that you do. I want you to avoid rattling off everything you do. You've had people do that to you at a networking event, and you lose interest because they're confusing you. They're not telling you exactly what they do. They haven't pinpointed it. You don't know what to focus on, so you just kind of lose interest. Or you ask a question about something that they said. Maybe they said, I'm a financial advisor and I also groom dogs, but then I also paint toenails. I mean, you know, which one is it? You know, oh, so you paint toenails. Well, no, really, I'm a financial advisor and I just paint toenails on the side. oh, okay, but you groom dogs? Well, no, actually, I'm a financial advisor and I seem to attract people who have dogs, and I also groom those dogs of my clients who seek my financial advice. See how confusing that is? Just tell people you're a financial advisor. Leave out all the other stuff. Don't rattle on like I am doing right this minute. And I only do that to keep you interested. So, what can you do about your message? Here's some homework. I want you to identify what it is that you do. Write it down. Write down the problem you solve. Then I want you to identify who you serve. I want you to think of your target audience. Visualize that person that you've worked with that was so exciting, that was so inspiring, the person that you worked with that motivated you to do your very best. That person is your ideal client, and that's where your target audience. You start picking characteristics out of that ideal client to build your target audience. So now that you know the problem that you solve, and you may solve many, many, many problems, but I want you to think about that ideal client, the problem that you solve for them, and put those together. And using those answers, write a succinct statement that sums it all up. See if you can get it in 10 words or less, because that's another portion of this C of clarity, is being concise. You have to be concise as well as clear about your message. People have a short attention span these days. Be sure your message is short and to the point, and write with a purpose in mind. Oftentimes I say the phrase, write tight. Leave off the extra fluff. People want to get into, want to see the results immediately. They want to know what you're offering immediately, so that they can determine whether it's a good fit for them or not. That's why using bullet points on a lot of your website and brochure materials, where you have quite a bit of quite a few words filling up a page, use bullet points to quickly disseminate information to your audience. And write with a purpose in mind. Are you making an offer? Are you giving a discount or making an announcement of a new product? Make sure your message is clear and concise. The third C is credible. Are you credible? Are you an expert in your industry? Do your clients have trust in your products or services? Trust is what builds your business. Consistency gives you the know and like factor, like I mentioned earlier, but it's being credible that develops the trust. A credible brand behaves the way it is portrayed. So if a customer portrays you as a professional company, and they are loyal to your products and services, then you have built a credible business by acting professionally and by being loyal to your customers. I am blessed. I have many clients that have been with me for years because of my service. They know what to expect from me because I'm consistently providing them with the service the same way each and every time, professionally and quickly and efficiently. Those are some of my values. Discover your values and make sure you're repeating these values and integrating them into your processes, because that shows credibility. Being an authority or an expert in your industry also gives you credibility. One of the ways to show that you're credible is by using the experiences that you've had in the past, your past work experience. Does it support what you're doing now? Your education, that shows credibility. Testimonials and reviews of your work shows credibility. If you have a business where Yelp is one of your review, you know, where you can get reviews on Yelp, use that information to support your business, to market your business. And use statistics. If you have a good closing rate and a good customer satisfaction rate, maybe you're a sales training consultant. If you're able to show statistics that help your customers know that they're going to get similar results, use those statistics. Because a brand is built on trust, and trust is gained by delivering on each promise you make. Just make sure that the values that you implement into your business are portrayed, and your processes and systems and actions are aligned with those values. Being authentic also brings credibility. For those who don't have a product to sell, you're exchanging your wisdom, your experience, your story, for payment, or giving that to your customers. Being authentic has a lot to do with credibility. And I know people use the word authentic quite a bit these days, but there's so much to say about that. It's a valuable trademark. It really is. Many people go through life portraying one side in one situation and another side of themselves in another situation. And if you're not congruent, oh, there's another C. If you're not congruent in both situations, you get caught up in that sometimes. Some people can spot a fake. They can spot a fake from a mile away. So be authentic. That brings credibility as well. And one of the things, and that's where you get your trust. So by being consistent and having clarity in your message, you get the know and like factor. By being credible, you get the trust factor. So I want you to do this. Enlist 10 friends, 10 peers, people that will honestly tell you that you have spinach stuck in the middle of your teeth, okay? Dismiss the friends or go, oh, no, you look great, even though you have a big hunk of spinach, green spinach sticking out in your teeth. I want you to enlist those friends that will tell you the honest truth. Peers, business associates, call me. I will tell you the truth. And let's talk, or have, you know, the people that know you, I would like for them to compare the person that they know to the business presence on the internet, online. So make a list of those people and then write out their task, and that is my business presence and my personal presence. Are they congruent? Or is there a conflict? If there's a conflict, then chances are your prospects see it and they don't believe you to be a credible professional. And that's not good for you. But what's really good for you is that I have a way to help you be consistent in your branding and making sure that your message is clear and making sure that you're credible throughout all of these products. I have a checklist called the Business Branding Checklist. And if you visit backoftheroomproductions.com/branding checklist, again, that's backoftheroomproductions.com/branding checklist. If you visit that page, I've got a free checklist that will walk you through the marketing and branding tools that you need to build your business, to make sure you're consistent, concise, and clear in your messaging, and to show that you're a credible professional. Because remember, if you're consistent and people know exactly what you do, then they're going to trust you and you're going to be a credible source for them. And that's the goal. And I hope this interview helped you to some degree. And I always welcome a phone call. You can call me at 214-556-4947. Or you can always find me on social media with the handle AliciaWhite911. That's AliCia White, WHITE, and the numbers 911. Y'all have a great day.